Hello.
Hi, Thomas. Good morning. This is Nadine. How are you?
Yes, Nadine Medina.
Yes. Not much.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so much happier now that you called me back because I was worried. I had I was kicking myself in the ass this morning.
Oh,
it's
why?
You know what it is? It's been kind of slow. I don't know if everybody's on vacation, whatnot. But then I realized 100% of my business is like word of mouth. Nobody knows that I really exist. Like no, you know, they hear, oh, who's Cold River Plumbing? Oh, he's a licensed. Oh, it's a great guy. Da, da, da. Nobody knows who I am. So we need more exposure because I got men that are working with me now. And if the shop's dry, they're not working either. So I can't have that.
Well,
we got to kind of keep the train moving here. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
And I'll tell you, Thomas, I know exactly what you're saying because even in my own experience, when I needed a plumber, like this was almost 2 years ago, I mean, honestly, the first thing I did is I asked, you know, people in my family, hey, you guys know a plumber, right? Because usually that's what people would do. You know, I know that's the way my dad did it, my uncles.
Right.
It was always referrals.
Right.
But surprisingly, nobody knew a plumber. And I'm like, how do you guys not know a plumber? Like, have you never had plumbing issues? So I have it, honestly, and not just to say it, but I had to go to Google. And I had to start calling, like, the first – I would say I got to about the first 6-7 guys, and some of them weren't available. Others didn't answer their phone, or they couldn't get to me until 2 weeks. Well, you know, when it comes to plumbing, we can't wait. You know,
that's
like the artery of the home. Yeah.
Right.
So definitely, I mean, word of mouth gets you along pretty far, but you know, then you might have those little, which we don't ever wish, but you'll run across those times where it might be a little bit of a, time where it's a little like not as steady, right?
Right.
So, I believe we were talking about, the package at the time we were discussing was the platinum package. The price still is the same. It's still with everything included. I had emailed it to you, back in April,
that's when we had talked. That's how I found your number.
So with everything included.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
That exact email that you sent to me.
Awesome. And it still comes with that My Site, which is more of a customized website to fit your business. So all of that that's entailed in that email is included with the first page placement. You know, we'll create you. You haven't created a business Facebook page yet, right? I mean, since we last talked.
I have one, but I have not updated anything onto it. So
okay, I'll take a look at it.
I can give you credentials or something, and you can.
Yeah. Now we won't. Yeah, I'll check it out right now. Let me see if I can pull it up. Now we're not going to do posting on your Facebook page. What we do is we run the Facebook ads. So remember, Facebook ads. What they're going to do is retarget. If someone's done a search on Google for a plumber, right, and even if they didn't call you. But then they just happen to go to their Facebook page and they're just, you know, looking at pictures or stories. It's going to remind them. So your Facebook ad's going to appear not only on their desktop, but it'll also show up on their mobile device. And the Facebook ads work really well hand in hand with Google.
I
found your Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, looks good. Looks really good. I mean, you got content on there. That's the most important. I see Facebook pages all the time where they don't have anything on there at all. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
I didn't even
you got content on there. Uh-huh. So, yeah. So, you ready to get this started?
Botas Cold River.
Yeah, it has your picture on there, I think, right? You have a blue shirt on, like an off-color kind of.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, good. So I got that information on there, but okay. I don't know if I don't have any posts though, I don't think, right?
There's some pictures on there. There's actually one of a shower, like one of those like stand up showers.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of bathroom pictures on there. Yeah, there's some pictures of there, some of the work that you've done. Yeah, you see them?
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, now I do. Okay. Great.
I'll tell you, plumbers, that's a tough job, man. What you guys come across.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding.
I remember because when...
I was telling my wife the other day,
ladder. I'm like, hey, I go, I'm sick of doing plumbing. I don't want to do it anymore, but I have to because it's the only thing I know. You know, like, it's not, like, the only thing I know, but, like, that's the bread and butter for me. So
it's your specialty.
Yeah, that's my specialty. I have to keep it going. But I thought because I'm so burnt out, I need to move in a different way, and I have to, you know, have the leads coming in so I keep everybody busy and make money work for myself. So
Absolutely. Okay. So I just sent you another email. Now, this email is just going to say client dashboard analytics. So with our program, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system that will allow you to track your results and not just taking our word for it that it's working. So you'll be able to view the calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results, view your profiles, what keywords you're listed for. You could run promotions. You can also change your content on there as well. Of course, we do all the work for you so that you can focus on your jobs. Okay?
Cool.
So I just sent you like an example of that just so you have an idea. And then, Thomas, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
F-I-U.
Uh-huh.
M-E-F-R-E-D-D-O.
D-D-O?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you pronounce that?
Fiume Freddo.
Fiume Freddo? Okay, is that like Italian?
No, it's Irish.
Ah, okay. Nice.
No, I'm kidding. It's Italian.
That's what I thought. I'm like, I'm going to let him pull my leg for a little bit. Okay, awesome.
Good old Italian boy.
That's okay. Hey, listen, I love Italians. My brother-in-law, he's Italian. His family actually originated from Sicily. And it's so funny because my favorite food, I'm Hispanic, but my favorite food is not Mexican food. My favorite food is Italian. So I always, on my bucket list, I do want to go to Rome and I want to go to Sicily. That's my bucket list.
Nice.
One day. Awesome. Maybe in my dreams now.
Could have passed you off for an Italian. Your last name ends in a vowel.
Yeah, so, exactly. Right?
Say you're half Italian.
I'll tell you, my husband and I, our date night is always at this Italian restaurant. It's like a little mom and pop restaurant. I swear you walk in there and it's like everything is like old school Italian. It's like the food. I mean, the guy gets his cheese, his tomatoes, everything imported. And his mom is the sweetest little Sicilian lady. But we always go there.
That's awesome.
Their food is like on point. Like they bring it to you. You know how you eat like in courses, right? So by the time we get to the main course, we're already stuffed. I'm like, I don't know if I can eat anymore. Okay.
That's a good restaurant right there.
Yeah, very good. And I just love it. It's so Italian, like everything in there. Everything. My husband's, are you sure you weren't Italian in your past life? I said, who knows? Probably. So I'm going to send you over 3 text messages. So I'm going to send you my number again. Now, I am what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like for you to still have my information just so that you have it for your records. And then I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service. So, Thomas, anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. So you're going to, in fact, have a team that is dedicated to your account. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So we're on the West Coast. We're in California. You're 3 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then I'm sending you this last text. And let me know once you receive all 3. It's going to have this link to this YouTube video that's like about maybe 6 minutes long. So when you have time, I do want you to watch the video because it's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's real simple. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay? So did you get all 3?
Yes, I did. Awesome.
Awesome. Now, as far as the phone number you want listed for the business, I have 201-637-4205. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Is there a way to hide my actual physical
I'm
address?
Glad that you meant a yes, because we are going to hide your address. Your address is not going to show anywhere on Google because you're what's considered
nice.
A home
nice.
Office, right? You're not like a
yes.
storefront.
Yes.
Google doesn't want your address
no.
to show anyways. And we always
yes.
hide it. Okay.
Great.
Now the
Great.
Company name, I currently see it listed like on Yelp and a couple other directories as Cold River Plumbing, the word and heating. Is that correct?
Correct. That
okay.
100% correct.
Awesome. Now Google will be sending out this PIN code to you because I believe you've never PIN verified the business, right? On Google, you've never gotten a PIN code in the past?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't find one. So we're going to get you PIN verified. Now, when they send out this PIN code to you, it will come in the mail, and it'll look like a postcard. The PIN code is actually what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want
right.
them to mail it to? And this address will, in fact, be hidden. Okay?
Okay.
So you know, there is an address. 07663 is the zip code, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there is a physical address that I see that's associated with your phone number. It's the 846 Saddle River Road. Is that the physical address
yes,
where it's going to be mailed to? Okay. And that comes
yep.
out as Saddlebrook. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So let's hide that address. Okay. Now, as far as the billing, the card that you're using today, Thomas, so today you're going to be paying the $398. Okay, so that's the first month for the $299 with the $99 setup fee. Now, every month after that, it's just going to be $299 a month. It's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. All we ask is a two-month verbal agreement. What we're saying is stick it out for 2 months, okay, but you're paying monthly.
Okay.
If at any time you decide, I want to discontinue services, you just call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. Okay, there's no cancellation
okay.
fee or anything like that. So the card that you're using,
okay.
is it just your name on it, the business name? Does it have both?
It's going to be the business, has both, has my name and the business name.
Okay, and is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
There's a middle initial.
Okay, what's the middle? M? Okay.
M for Michael.
Okay, and then is it the whole business name written out, Cold River Plumbing and Heating?
It's just plumbing, Cold River Plumbing.
Cold River Plumbing. Okay. Same billing address as well?
Abbreviated for the card, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Master.
All right. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
5474.
Uh-huh.
1519.
Okay.
7886.
Uh-huh.
2206. Now, do I have control over when you're going to process, like, or is it just a month-to-month recurring type thing? And then
it's month-to-month recurring, and I'll in fact read it to you in a voice verification that'll outline the service agreement. So in part of that, it'll say, like, your initial payment will be charged today's date, which is July 11th, 2023,
uh-huh.
in the amount of $398. And then it'll go on to say
okay.
that it's a two-month verbal agreement. So your second payment will be charged on August 11th, 2023, in the amount of $299. Then it will go on to say that once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $299. And then it goes on to say if at any point you decide you want to cancel or discontinue your services, we just ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not charged. So you would just call 3 business days before the 11th if you choose to cancel. So this way you don't get charged on that date.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And the expiration date, what's the month and the year?
Oh, February 2026.
Okay.
0226.
And what's the CVV code on the back?
233.
233. Now, I do want to put a security question on your account that you'll have here with us. You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name, Maioni.
Okay, how do you spell that?
M-A-I-O-N-E.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Thomas, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording. And again, it's for your protection because I do have you at that discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise it. Okay. And it'll outline the service agreement. Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that before we even process your payment, you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Okay.
Yes.
So before you begin, too, going on the, you're going to develop keyword generation for me and websites on, you're going to put me on Google Ads and Facebook.
So what this is going to include, let's go over what it's going to include, okay?
Okay.
So before we even go over anything else, so we're going to create you, we're going to get you PIN verified through Google. We're going to create you that Google profile page. We're going to optimize it. We're going to maintain it on the first page by your keywords and search terms. Plumber near me, plumbing services, you know, if you do repiping, declogging, whatever keywords that pertain to the services that you offer, right? New construction plumbing, remodeling plumbing. There's just so many variations, right? And then what we're going to do is maintain it on that first page. In the local map.
Go through all that. You're gonna ask me questions, and we're gonna have like an interview.
Yes.
And I'm gonna tell you what to put.
Yes, sir. Yes, because once you and I go through the billing, then I'm gonna set up what we call a client interview. So the client interview is gonna be the most important appointment because in that interview, you're gonna speak with one of our technicians, and they're gonna walk you through the keywords. They're going to re-verify like the information that you and I have verified just to make sure that I've listed everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to ask you if you have photos or videos of some of your work. They're going to tell you where to send them to because we can also implement videos on that website that we're building for you. Okay.
Nice.
So that's, in that appointment, I'll tell you, the appointment takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. And I always like to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you because that's really where the magic is going to happen, not so much with me, okay? Because I'm just the one that creates the account. Now, from there, they're getting the work done. So typically, I will tell you this. In fact, let's schedule that now. Because our appointments get pretty full. How does your schedule look for today? Because if we can do it today, I would prefer you do your client interview today only because the faster we get you through it, the faster we're moving over here. So do you want something later in the afternoon? Because I do have the latest appointments for today would be, I have a 6 to 7 o'clock your time.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, that's great.
Is that a good time? Okay, let me schedule your client interview first. So today, when they call you, and I'm going to make sure, I'm hoping I'm available when they call you so I could do the introduction. It just depends because my husband's been, he was admitted yesterday at like 1:30 in the morning. So I don't know if they're discharging him today.
Is he okay?
As of right now, he's a dialysis patient, and he was on Sunday. We had just gotten back from church, and he was like, "I'm kind of having a hard time breathing, shortness of breath." Well, needless to say, in a short story, he had fluid overload. A dialysis patient needs to be very careful on the fluid intake that they have, and so if you're eating stuff that's too salty, and then anything you drink, it's going to, like, you're going to blow up, right? So he had water in his lungs and around his heart, and his, like, blood pressure was, like, over 200, and they couldn't get it down. So they admitted him. And last night, I mean, they had to give him two dialysis treatments, which left him pretty wiped out. He was on oxygen because he couldn't breathe on his own. It was just like, oh, my God. So, in fact, I was even off yesterday dealing with him.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so hopefully, God willing, they discharge him today. So that's why I said if I'm not available late in the afternoon for your client interview, the technician will just call you directly. Now, they will call you, Thomas, from an 877 number, okay? So you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If you're in the middle of something, right, and they call you, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they'll call you right back. We'll even send you a reminder before your client interview to let you know what's coming up, okay, in the next hour. Okay. So I just sent you the email for your calendar invite today. So they'll call you between 6 and 7, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, awesome. Now, let's see here. All right, so when I'm walking you, now, of course, they're going to go over everything that you and I verify. You and I are also going to go over a few notes because I want the technicians to know where to start from. So we'll kind of go over some of the keywords, like your services, the areas that we're targeting. So to go back, you're going to get the first page placement on Google in the local map section, content creation on Bing. We're going to also run Facebook ads. Instead of us running Google ads, I'm going to tell you why. Facebook ads, I think, is a perfect start for you as opposed to the Google ads because Google ads are super expensive. And you're going to have a better conversion rate with the Facebook ads because Facebook ads are going to constantly be targeting someone who's been looking for a plumber in your area. Remember, they go to Facebook. They see your Facebook ad pop up. They click on it. They're going to call you directly. And I know a lot of our clients have seen great results. And because you're kind of still keeping it within a 15-mile radius, right, from Saddlebrook.
Correct.
Yeah, so Facebook ads are going to be perfect. If you told me, you can go, the Facebook ads, you can go as far as 50 miles. That's the furthest they'll reach.
Okay.
You could target an audience by interest. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the furthest, like if you ever wanted to go as far as 50 miles will be the farthest reach that the Facebook ads will cover. So that's why I recommend this package. Because if you went, if you told me, listen, I'm targeting 60, 70 miles, then we would have to go to the Google ads package. And that's more expensive. It's $499 a month. I feel this package is the best fit for you, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't want to be driving 70 miles from my house. I'll keep it 15, 30.
Exactly.
That's you know, I like even the close ones, you know, that
are
2.5 miles from my house. So
this is why.
I have a lot of work around Bergen County. So,
And this is why I recommend this package. This is definitely why I recommend this package for you. Okay? Now, you're in addition to that, the Facebook ads, you're going to also have the directory submission. So there's like 60-plus directories. We're going to submit you to the directories that are relevant to your business. A few of those that I mentioned, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. Now, I know you have Yelp. Are you paying for that, or is that like the free listing you're doing?
No, that was a free list. It started off as paying, but I didn't like their service thing, so I canceled that, and then he told me he was going to, like, keep my page in the free section or something.
Yes,
and,
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
So wherever, just know this, when we also run this scan, right? So wherever your business is listed, what they're going to do is they're going to update the information across the board. So we always make sure that your business name, your phone number, everything matches and is uniform because the more that it is, the better it is for your business, right? So they do what's called like a name address cleanup. So in other words, they make sure that your business name and your phone number is the same across the board. So wherever you're listed, and they'll correct that, okay? Now, you're going to get the My Site, which is a customized website to fit your business. That website's also going to be attached wherever we promote your company. We can even add reviews on there. There's even let's say you decide, you know what, I want my clients to be able to book appointments with me. We can even set that up on that my site. Okay? And we'll customize it to fit your business. We're also going to include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and also you'll have exposure on mobile devices. So if someone's doing a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can still find you on the first page of Google.
Mm-hmm.
So we're covering all of that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the recording. If there is something you don't understand, again, just stop me and say, what does it mean? So this way I can review it and then go back and rephrase it. I just want to make sure you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
All right, great. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Excuse me. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cold River Plumbing and Heating.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Thomas Pumafredo, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I hope so.
Yes. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Let me ask my wife.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Also, real quick, I wanted to go back to that. Do you want to notate your wife as being able to make changes to the account in case, in the event, you can't call in to make a change?
No, that's okay.
Okay. Now going back. So, here at Local Splash, right?
Well, actually, that could be a good backup for me to have.
I think so, too, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
Let's just say you can't call in to make a change, and let's say your wife calls in, right? But she's not notated on the account to make a change. Then we would have to say, okay, we need Thomas to call in to give you authorization. So, I would suggest let's just put her on it. In case she were to call on behalf of you, so this way it's notated.
Okay.
What's her first and last name?
Talia Malizia.
Talia, you spell it T-H-A-L-I-A?
No, T-A-L-I-A.
Okay, and how do you spell her last name?
M-A-L?
Uh-huh.
I-Z-I-A.
Okay. What's her phone number? Because they'll verify that it's her by her phone number.
201.
Uh-huh.
245-2175.
Okay. Perfect. So, I'm also notating that you give your wife, Talia Malizia, authorization to make any changes to the account in the event you cannot call in and make a change. Is that correct?
Wait, say that again. I got distracted. What was that?
It's okay. I'm notating that on the account, you give your wife, Talia Malizia, authorization to make any changes to the account in the event you cannot call in and make a change.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in order for us to make sure that we're doing our job here, right, you will be receiving calls at times. We might have an update for you, right? We might see some keywords that are being utilized, and so we want to update you on certain things. So in order for us to do our job, we do ask that you be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive if we were to call you, text you, or email you regarding your account?
Yes.
Now, do keep in mind, Thomas, that you might get a call, okay, from another company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. Those companies are not associated with us whatsoever. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money than the $299 a month. Even if someone called you and said, hey, you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, you don't give them a dime. You take down that phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because it's not our company, okay? Now, let's say, let's just say, someone called you claiming that they're us. What I want you to do is ask them, what's my security question? And they'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not Local Splash calling you. That's why we put the security question.
Got it.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 11th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on August 11th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $299. So once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. This is going to be a recurring payment. So what that means is every 11th
now,
of the month.
I get that. Now, when you say two-month term, if I like this service after this month, I can't cancel until after the second one?
Well, I mean, technically you can. You can. So the reason that we asked for the two-month verbal agreement, and I'm going to tell you why, because I'm going to be super transparent with you. This doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to be on the first page of Google, Thomas, because everything is a process,
right?
So just so you understand the timeline, that's why I prefer to do your client interview today, because like I said, it'll get us moving faster.
Yeah, let's get the ball rolling.
Correct. So within 6 to 10 days from today, you're going to receive a PIN code from Google, and that's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. You'll get that in the mail. Now, within 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are live, so those already be up and running. Your website's going to be completed. That'll be live. And, in fact, you can review it before it even before it will even post, just in case you have changes that need to be made, okay? Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the directories. Now, typically what we state, and this is in our terms and conditions, it says that the first page placement on Google will take place within 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. Now, I will tell you, Thomas, I have seen it many times happen sooner. So I always urge you that when you get that PIN code, you either text it to us, you call us right away with that PIN code. Now, the technician will go over this with you as well. Right? But what I always like to say is this, to be super transparent. In the first month, although a lot of it is the programming, that is not to say you might not get some calls. Okay? When you're going to feel the strength of this program is going to be in that second month. Now, we also know it's important for you to start getting those calls, right? As quickly as you can. So that's why we're able to get the website, the Facebook ads, the directory submission, we are able to get those up and running a lot quicker so you can start generating some calls and having that online presence, right? It's the local map that takes a little bit longer because you are waiting for that PIN code to come in the mail, okay? In the meantime, we're doing all this other work. So that's why we do ask for the two-month verbal agreement, but I mean, if you called in and you said, listen, I don't want to do it, it's not working, you got to also know that the first month, a lot of it is the programming that's going on, okay? But yeah, if you chose to cancel, then you cancel.
Okay.
So now going back as far as like it being a recurring payment, what that means for you is that you know every 11th of the month, you will automatically be charged $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time. by contacting client support. And that was the number that I sent you, the text message with the 877 number.
Mm-hmm.
When you call that number, what you'll do is you'll hit number one. Okay? As soon as you pick up the phone and you call that number, you're going to hit the prompt number one, so that way you can get in touch with customer service if you choose to cancel or pause the account. Now, we do ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. So you already know you call 3 business days before the 11th if you choose to pause or cancel it, so this way they don't charge you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Can you so you agree?
One more time?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. So again, do you want me to repeat the part back, going back to the the payment? Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry. I was answering.
It's okay. No worries. I want to make sure, like I said, that you fully understand it before we process your payment. So again, today you're being charged the $398, okay?
Yes. Yeah,
remember that your second payment, okay, will be on the 11th of August. That's what's considered your 2-month verbal agreement, that you've completed the term, right? Now, from that point,
okay,
it's still going to automatically charge every 11th of the month in the amount of $299. But again, you can choose to pause or even cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So to prevent your charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact our client support team at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring that charge. So you know that you need to call 3 business days before the 11th if you choose to cancel, so this way they don't charge you. Okay? So again, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm just updating the package and processing your payment. You're going to get your receipt, and we'll go over it in a couple minutes. The receipt's going to come to you via text as well as through your email. You want to save your receipts for your tax purposes because you already know that any type of marketing that you do for your business is a write-off. Okay? So
okay,
you want to make sure, and that's why we always send the receipts. Even on your recurring payments, you're going to have your receipt sent to you because it's for your tax purposes. Okay? Now, give me just a second here, and we're going to go over just a couple of notes. I know you mentioned you want to target 30 miles, right? You want to put it up to 30 miles? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing both residential as well as commercial work? You're doing both?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as your website that we're going to be creating, you have, I know you have some pictures. Do you by chance have like a company logo, or would you like us to make you one? It's included if you need one.
It's included if I need one?
Yeah. Do you have like a business logo that you use?
No.
You know how
really,
like a business logo would be like a plumber with like, I don't know, like a wrench or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of a character type of business.
You
don't have anything like that?
I know what you mean. I haven't really created one yet, no.
Okay, why don't we make you one? And if you like it, we'll use that business logo. And if not, then they can create you a new one. So I'll notate it that you need a business logo. Okay? So let me do that. And then let's see here. So I'm going to put in there. Now, let's talk about your keywords when you get a second.
Bank of America is blowing me up. No,
okay, no worries.
Slash. Oh, yes. Yes, I
do. Okay.
Security.
You got the receipt? Oh. Oh, got it.
Thank you. Was the transaction declined?
No, it shows on my end it went through. Did you get your receipt?
Thank you for choosing Local Splash, that one?
Yep, Yeah, let's go over that.
Voice.
Yep, let's go over it while we're on the phone. Okay. So, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? You see that there? On the invoice, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say,
here.
Yes. So you're going to click on that. And what it's going to do, Thomas, it's going to open up a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there. And I'm going to walk you through your invoice. Let me know once you're on that page.
I'm on the page. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Going down through services.
Okay. So this is what you're getting in your package. You're getting the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, Directory Submissions. You're going to get the My Site, which is a customized website that we're including. Facebook page access. So what you're going to do is add us on as managers. And if you're not sure on how to do that, don't worry about it. The technician will walk you through it. It's real simple. Now, Facebook ads are included. Your package does not include the Google ads. But let's say later on down the road, business is booming, you want Google ads now, that's always something you can add in at any time, okay? Google Guaranteed is another type of program that Google offers. With that one, there's certain requirements. It's more of a pay-per-lead type of program. If you ever want to revisit that later, see if you qualify for it, we can. It's also an excellent program, but it is a pay-per-lead, and they have requirements for that.
I'm stuck on the My Site. It says early termination fee, $199 should the client terminate their subscription agreement.
What that means on the My Site, so let's say you decide you want to cancel services with us, right? So that My Site, we're not charging you for it. But let's say you decide I want to cancel services, but listen, I want you guys to still manage the website, right? Because all websites have to be hosted and maintained, right? Even if you went off on your own and purchased a website, you have to pay a company to manage it and maintain it for you. So if you were to decide to cancel with us, right, all the work that we've done, like your Google Business Profile, the directories we submitted you on, none of that disappears. All of your information stays.
Okay.
Would I be able to have
the administrator password and
because it's your page, right? We would just give it, because we're only listed as managers is what it is. We're not the owners of that page. So you would have access to it. Now, the Facebook ads, those will fall off because we're not servicing them anymore, right? And eventually, you'll fall off the first page because we're not managing it on that first page, right? But your content stays. Any reviews you generate on Google's profile page that you have, all of it stays there. Now, when it comes to the website, right? You can pay $49 a month. We will continue to host and maintain your website for $49 a month, okay? Or if you want only the domain and you want to buy us out for the domain, right, because we choose a domain that's very relevant to your business name. If you choose to only have the domain, then you would pay $99. The domain is yours, but not the content that we created. So that means you would have to find someone to recreate the website and host it. But that actual domain would be yours. Make sense?
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, underneath the My Site, as I was mentioning to you, you have the Facebook business page access. So you'll just add us on as managers so that way we can run your Facebook ads. Google ads does not apply to you. Google Guaranteed is a program that, again, it's a pay-per-lead program. You might qualify for it if you ever want to revisit that at one time. We can kind of look at what the qualifications are for that. On that one, they run like background checks. They want licensing, like specific licensing, specific insurance requirements. But it is a pay-per-lead. Okay. Google Workspace. They might offer it to you in your client interview. You don't have to do it. I will tell you it is an additional charge. I don't know what the charge is for it, but it's like having a business email, a Google business email. You currently have an email, you know, I mean, I really don't see if you really, it's like one of those emails that'll say thomas@coldriverplumbingandheating.com, right? So they might offer it to you, but you don't have to do it.
I like my Gmail.
Exactly. Yeah, so you could decline that. Advanced reporting system is included in your package. It shows you our live client support team with our phone number and our work hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Remember, it's always 10 to 7 for you because you're 3 hours ahead. If we ever communicate to you through, like, if we send you an update on a text message, it shows your mobile phone that we would text. So your phone number is listed there. Delivery dates, as it shows there, 30 to 45 days is what we say for the local map. That's the maximum, right? But I've seen many times where it's happened sooner. But that's always our promise.
Okay.
Now, under your payments. So today you were charged the $99 setup fee. Our local bundle, the way we break it down for you is the local bundle is $199, Facebook ads is $100. You're not incurring a cost per click. Okay, we allocate $100 to your Facebook ads that we're managing, right? You don't incur a cost per click. Now, every month after that, it shows you the breakdown. $199 plus the $100 is $299. So that's how you know every month after that, it's only going to be $299 a month. Okay? Seasonal holds, cancellations, refunds, it always says you call 3 business days before the billing is due. So this way you don't incur that charge. Okay, and they'll send you a confirmation that it's been canceled, all right? And then where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, by clicking in that box, you're saying it is your name on the card that you provided. So you'll click on that little box. And then at the bottom, Thomas, it's asking you to type your name exactly as it reads there. No period after the M. You don't need to put the date because the date's already populated. Now, once you type in your name at the bottom, it'll say confirm your signature. When you do that, let me know because it should take you to a page asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Wait, where was this, Ian?
At the very bottom where it's asking you to type in your name. Oh, my gosh, Siri. My Apple Watch is talking to me over here. Did you hear that? My name
that
is Siri.
Hilarious. I heard that. I heard that.
It's
that
whenever
that so
I turn my wrist a certain way, Siri will be like, I didn't quite understand that. I'm not even talking to you. I got to be careful because if I'm talking if I'm talking about my husband, she might be recording me.
Probably. Funny. I'm telling you, my phone listens to me. I know it does because I'll be talking about things with people and then I'll be scrolling through Instagram and bang, something pops up. I remember what it was. We were talking about a microphone for like recording on the iPhone.
Right.
This ad pops up for a USB thing that goes into the lightning port of the iPhone.
No way.
And transfers to the microphone. And I'm looking at it, and I go, how did they know? I go, they must be listening. They got to be. You know,
dude, I was busting up because my sister-in-law was looking. We were talking about menopause symptoms because she's, like, freaking out. And we just converted her to the iPhone family, right? And she calls me, like,
oh
my God.
Over? Nice.
Yes, she crossed over. And she calls me, like, freaking out, Nadine. I think they hacked my phone. I'm all, what are you talking about? She goes, I went on my Facebook, and all of a sudden, I'm getting these menopause medication ads. And I was, like, laughing so hard, I couldn't even talk. I'm on Michelle. Listen, we were talking about menopause symptoms, right? You were looking them up on Google, right? She goes, yeah. Okay, well, now what they're doing is that medicine ad for menopause symptoms, what they're doing is they're targeting people who are performing a search regarding menopause symptoms. So it's called a targeted ad. That's why you're seeing it on your Facebook page. She's like, oh, my God, I thought they hacked into my phone. I was freaking out. I was laughing so hard. I said, Michelle, honestly, I'm going to tell you, I've always been an iPhone user because the security of it. I've never had any issues. When she was on Android, she was constantly like anything to do with her payments, like she got locked out. And I told her, I said, you're more secure with an iPhone. I promise you. And her kids, when they finally got phones, my brother-in-law, he's like, the kids want iPhones. So they all switched. And I told her, I'm telling you, you need to come to the iPhone family. So, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
so I get it. She was like, I think they hacked my phone. I'm like, nobody hacked your phone, I promise you.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. So let me know once you sign it, because I want to make sure that you see the page that opens up for the username and password.
Okay, give me one sec. Don't see anything here.
Okay, did you click on the little box that says I certify that I am the authorized user? Okay, so you need to make sure you click on that box, because what you're certifying is that it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. So you want to make sure you click on that little box so that it does the little check mark.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there, just Thomas, space, M, space, no period, and then your last name.
Okay. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong spot.
Okay. Tell me what you're looking at right now.
Where was I supposed to? The email.
So, okay. That one, you know when you clicked on it and it's going through all the services, right, that are included on your receipt, right?
Oh, that was the text message. No, yeah, I'm in the wrong spot.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
So go to the invoice.
Please reply to the email I just sent or fill out the form here.
No. Go to the one that says, thank you for choosing local / a copy of your invoice is located below this email. Your receipt.
Oh.
So you're going to go to that.
Please click here. Okay.
Yes, click on that.
Okay.
Now, at the very bottom of the page, you're going to see it's going to ask you to sign your name. But before you do that, right above it, there's that little box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
There it is.
So click on the little box. And then where it's asking you to type in your name, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads at the very bottom where it says sign.
Okay. Yes, signature.
So okay.
Click here, type your name. Got it.
Yes. Exactly as it reads there. Just no period after the M because it's super sensitive.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that. 7-Eleven, confirmed signature. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it's asking me for a username and
username
password.
And password. Perfect. I wanted you to see this part because this is where you would actually go in, Thomas, and view your results with us. Right now, they don't have the username or password yet because they're going to be creating that for you. So.
Now, do you have an app that I could download?
Well, that's what I'm going to explain to you. So within 5 to 7 days, okay, you're going to receive this link with a username and a password, and you can, in fact, update it to a password of your choice because we'll generate one for you. And I'm going to tell you how to save this link on your iPhone. You could actually save it on your favorite, okay? So there's a portion, let me go to my iPhone and I'll tell you how to save it. So when you're looking at your iPhone, have you ever saved like a favorite to your link, like a link to your favorites? Have you ever done that before?
My favorite.
Yeah. Are you looking at this from your iPhone right now?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're looking at that page, right, you're looking at it and you're going to save it on your iPhone, right? And I'm going to tell you how to save it as a favorite. So what you're going to do is you're going to, there's like these three, where is it at here? Okay. On the very bottom of your phone, you're going to see an arrow pointing to the left, one pointing to the right. And then you're going to see like a box with the arrow going up. You're going to see one that looks like an open book. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you look at the one that says, the one that looks like an open book, right? You're going to click on that. And now you're going to see at the top.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm not.
It's okay.
I'm not paying. Can we? Is there a place we could pause and continue this conversation in like a couple hours? I got to go do this service call right now.
Can you give me? It's okay. What are the? I just need like maybe I just need like a minute. What are the services that you want me to list?
Services that I want you to list?
Yeah, just some keywords so this way they know where to start from. Yeah, so that they know where to start from.
Water heater replacement, piping replacement.
Uh-huh. I put plumber. You do new construction or remodeling plumbing?
Yes.
Okay. What time do you need me to call you back, Thomas? Because I got to finish up these notes before your client interviewed this afternoon. And I know you're busy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, this guy's like...
It's okay.
All right. What were you asking me? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I have new construction plumbing. Do you do remodeling plumbing?
No, I don't do new construction. I do renovations.
Okay.
Renovations. Service.
Okay.
Residential plumbing service. Water softeners.
Water softeners. Okay.
Boilers, water heaters.
Perfect.
You can put fixtures in there. Toilets,
fixtures.
Faucets, shower.
Okay, perfect. This is a good start. What are your hours of operation?
8 to 8.
8 to 8, Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday. Monday through Saturday. Yes, ma'am.
8 to 8. And then it's just a question I ask. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
License and insured.
And do you prefer when we contact you? I'm sorry?
You can put my license number 13446 if you'd like.
Okay. 13446?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what are your typical forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo?
Cash, or no, don't put that one first. Put checks, Zelle, Venmo, or cash. I do credit cards too. So you could do checks, credit cards, cash, Zelle, Venmo, if you want.
Okay. Checks, credit cards, Zelle, Venmo, and then cash last, right?
Yeah, so I've been charging a 4% processing fee on the credit card. Should that be indicated?
No, you can disclose that with them. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Later
I would just disclose it with them, yeah. And then do you prefer when we contact you that we contact you by phone calls, text messages, emails, all three? What's your preference?
Wait,
like if
again,
we have a, like if we have an update for you, right? Do you prefer that we text you, call you, email,
all three?
Okay. Now one last question.